Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here tonight with Ann Jacobs, the current chairperson of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and we are talking about this report created by former Justice Gableman and how it really failed to investigate anything, frankly, or come up with anything other than a series of conspiracy theories. And one of the items in the Gableman report was that somehow the Election Commission provided guidance to allow clerks to open envelopes prior to the mandated deadline. Do you remember that?
Was that in Gableman's report or in the Bernegger one?
No, that is in the special counsel's report.
Yeah, see, that is absolutely, literally fabrication. And nobody has any idea where he got that, why he thinks that, because it just never happened. And in the beginning of the conspiracy theories, right after the votes came in 2020, the big concern was that the Milwaukee ballots weren't announced until about 3:30 in the morning. That's because they're not allowed to start even opening the ballots, absentee ballots, until 7 o'clock in the morning when the polls open. So 7 o'clock comes around, and that's when literally the paper openers are allowed to start being used. As a result, Milwaukee's ballots weren't counted until 3:30 in the morning, weren't announced until 3:30 in the morning, tipping over the election to Joe Biden. So the complaint then was that they were taking too long to open the ballots and count them. Then the Gableman report comes out and says, no, the WEC told people to open them early. And it's like living in backwards land. I have no idea where that came from.
It is. It's an absolutely false claim. The fact that our former justice, right, we're both practicing attorneys, that a former Supreme Court justice would go out there and publish something that he absolutely knows is false.
See, this is where I get really baffled, is I can't tell if he really doesn't. I vacillate between whether it is intentional lying, very bad, or abject stupidity that someone has told him this is the case, so he typed it and put it in a report. And I really vacillate like which one it is. I'm going to go with intentional lying because I think that's more likely. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself, is it just that he believes every conspiracy theorist who sends him an email and he plops it in a report? I don't know.
Well, one thing we do know is that Senator Bernier called Gableman's report a charade. Right?
Well, but today she came out and, or Senator Bernier did, yes. Yes, no, yes,
right.
Yes.
All right, Bernier, right?
Yep.
A well-respected Republican senator called Gableman's report a charade.
Yes.
So here we are. We have elections coming up in August and in November. And we have a group of Republicans that have completely, I don't know. It's like they live in a different reality. Senator Bernier says it's a whole charade. Today, former Donald Trump, President Trump, acts as if there is truth in that charade. So what do we do going forward? You're going to be chair for a few more months. Right? Or a couple more months.
About two.
There we go. So how do you see this going forward? And how do we wrestle with the fact that we have people with real power, money, and influence just spreading lies about what happened?
I wish I had a pithy or easy answer to that. And I do struggle with that question, which is, how do we how do we fight this sort of megaphone of craziness? Because it's really hard, because it's sort of a game of whack-a-mole, right? You know, you get a report with 26 subparts, and how do you beat each one down as you're trying to explain that the election was free, safe, fair, and accurate? I think all we can do is continue to reinforce that, to answer legitimate questions when they come up, to not tolerate fools and gotcha moments because they're not real. And we have to do the best we can, but I don't know that there's an easy answer.
You know, the, yeah, you know, you're right. It's not an easy answer. I mean, part of it I see is that this is a courage question to me. You know, I mean, Senator Bernier called it out. She said, Gableman's a charade. So when is Speaker Voss going to have the same guts? I mean, he's the ultimate pragmatic politician. He knows how to count votes. He wanted every vote in a nursing home, just like Donald Trump did back in 2020. He got them. Trump didn't, right? So they're both Republicans. But how do we get folks to stand up and have the courage to tell the truth?
I don't know. All we can do is just keep talking about what is real and what is not. And the other thing too is that I really do encourage the press when they have the opportunity to call out some of this, to not just let those sort of platitudes of like, well, we all know there was fraud. No, we don't. What specifically do you think was fraudulent, and what have you seen to come to that conclusion? You know, I think we need to enlist all possible allies in this. And I do push the press whenever I talk to them, and I do a lot of interviews. You know, what are you doing to push back on these sort of conspiracy theories? You know, well, they just did a press release. They wouldn't let us talk to them. Okay, why are you publishing it then? You know, why are you publishing, you know, unsupported lies? And I think we've seen some real improvement in Wisconsin where they're being stated that this is a false statement within an article, and I think I'd like to see more of that.
You know, I think your point on the press has to point out, look, Trump won in 2016. He lost in 2020. The rules were the same. The only thing different was the pandemic. And as Dean Knutson said, Trump didn't get the votes. They need to call Trump the biggest loser ever in the history of the United States. And that's my, I get the last bite there, folks. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. This is the Paul Revere Show. Thanks. Come on back next week, folks.